It's a rainy Saturday in Toronto as activists gather for a 25,000-strong march to voice their discontent with the G20 summit taking place here. Alternative media journalists have also taken to the streets to document voices of dissent that have been shut out of the official summit. Most mainstream news coverage of this large-scale protest has focused on acts of vandalism by protesters and on the $1.2 billion security operation that has shut down the city's core. Alternative media has a different story to tell, one that celebrates grassroots struggles rather than ostentatious displays of power and wealth. But in an alarming trend, alternative journalists working at this summit have found themselves targeted and attacked by police. Videographer Brian Jordan was kicked and beaten while filming this afternoon in Toronto's Queen's Park.
My name is Brandon Jordan. I'm a freelance journalist. I work regularly with Democracy Now! I'm here on assignment for Grit TV, and I'm also working and contributing to Democracy Now! I got to Queen's Park between 6:30 and 7, where people were kind of standing, and it seemed like they were already mildly traumatized. And almost in just a few minutes in, the police started rushing into the crowd, grabbing people at random, pulling them and arresting them, beating several of them somewhat severely. I was documenting the footage, and after documenting a couple people being grabbed in one shot, the police ran in, knocked me to the ground, started kneeing me, hitting me with batons, and I kept my camera rolling. They kept telling me get up. I wasn't really able to get up because they kept kicking me down. I narrowly escaped. Later on, I saw them sort of profiling the crowd and pointing me and my colleague, Becca Konomopoulos, who's also on assignment from Grit. Getting back here to the Alternative Media Center, what I found difficult was because so many people were beaten, so many people were harmed, that it was really difficult to determine what was the news for the day. I think, you know, at least one big story today is the fact that despite what may have happened with a little bit of property destruction, vandalism, which may have happened, a lot of peaceful demonstrators and journalists were attacked.
And you had your press credentials on while this incident happened with the police this afternoon?
I was wearing press credentials. I was shooting with a professional camera. And I was doing my very best to kind of stay out of the way and document what was happening.
So you've got footage of what happened to you. Where is that going to go?
Well, we'll see. I'm sure Democracy Now! Will probably play it. Grit TV, going to publish it on Toronto Media Co-op, YouTube, Huffington Post. I don't know. We'll see where it goes. I'm just trying to get it out there right now. Still in the process, still uploading the first file to Vimeo.
A participant with Toronto's Media Co-op saw police targeting other journalists with rubber bullets.
Hey, I'm Kevin. I've been doing photo work the last couple days. I've been doing some writing as well with the Toronto Media Co-op. What I've seen of harassment of journalists so far, in general, there's just like a lot of not letting press into spaces. Personally, they've just said scary things to me as I've been doing stuff. They told me they remembered me from yesterday, today. In a threatening way. At Queen's Park, I came there in the afternoon. This was after I had heard a report that they were using horses and tear gas on people in Queen's Park, so we headed north. It took us quite a while to get up and around through U of T to the Queen's Park, and at that point they had almost closed off the whole south section of Queen's Park. And as they were doing that, when I first got there, they had like a big line of police, which is, you know, really well reinforced across. And they were just slowly moving their way up, closing off the space. And as they were doing that, they were just, you know, picking off one by one different people they'd drag behind the lines, throwing a few punches and kicks, and, you know, cuff them and drag them further along. They started breaking out rubber bullets as we came up onto the road around the part that circles around Queen's Park. And, they shot, you know, a bunch of different people, but then it really sort of took off at one moment when they just started attacking journalists. Because a lot of the people at the front were journalists trying to get shots of the cops themselves. I know definitely I saw them shoot at a journalist in the leg with a rubber bullet, and then he kind of stepped back, and then within a couple minutes of that, that's when they fired rubber bullets off. I'm not sure if it hit him or not, towards this tall journalist. And they ran up and like punched him in the head and dragged him away. This was after dragging away a guy on a bike. That's most of what I remember, although I have footage of just like a bunch of different stuff, and a lot of the people they were picking off and harassing were journalists for sure.
Earlier in the day, independent journalist Stefan Christoph was repeatedly hit with a baton while at the protest's front lines.
My name is Stefan Christoph, and I'm from Montreal. I'm here in Toronto to participate in the mobilization against the G20 summit here. And I'm also a journalist, so I've been on the streets the past week, along with thousands of other people today. Thousands of people marched. It was the big day of action. Labor unions, human rights organizations, community groups, as part of the broader G20 mobilization. I was hit many times with a police baton. They have a type of baton they're using here at the summit, which is a metal baton that's coated in a plastic. But so essentially it's a metal rod, very heavy one. And police have been unleashing those on people in the demonstration. I was hit many times with the baton after chanting near a police line. And we were chanting slogans in opposition to the G20 meetings. So, I mean, my experience, I'm bruised, but it's one small piece of a much larger crackdown around the summit, which has turned downtown Toronto into a fortress. Almost 20,000 cops, security officials patrolling the streets. They have powers to detain, search, and arrest people with very little justification. It's some of the most draconian legislation that we've seen in recent years in opposition to voices of dissent. And if we're in a democracy, the essential idea of a democracy is that we debate ideas. And when we express dissenting voices, we should be heard, not batoned. And that type of repression, without warning, can be very dangerous. I'm bruised quite seriously. I'm achy, and it's not pleasant. But that's an abuse. And so every time a protester's hit severely with a baton, that's an abuse. It's an abuse. It's a violation. So the police are violating people systemically, right? It's not isolated. It's a systemic violation of the physical sanctity of each protester. And that should be denounced. It's very serious.
And Jesse Freestone from the Real News Network was punched in the face by a riot cop.
It's the biggest crowd we've seen yet, and there was definitely a series of issues that were made very visible. It was a pleasure to be in the march, even as a journalist, seeing all kinds of different people marching towards them, and there was a blanket surrounding of cops on all sides. At some point during the march, somebody was arrested, or detained at least. They were taken into the business building, and then some of them, their supporters, or some of the people involved in the protest, started screaming, "Let them out, let them out, let them out." I can't say why they got taken into the business building. I don't know what they did, and I don't know what happened before their detention. At which point, police surrounded the building, and some of the supporters were attacked. There was a series of female-bodied supporters that were attacked by male-bodied police officers, including being punched in the face. Harsha Walia was thrown to the ground. There was another one that was given some sort of neck pinch, and which dropped her, and a couple others were thrown to the ground. At which point, I was in the middle of it all, filming it all. They were requesting me to leave the area, which I wouldn't do, given that this abuse is going on. At which point, they started to hit my camera out of the way. I still wouldn't leave, and that's when they started to throw me backwards. And then one officer named Martinez punched me in the face twice. Then I tried to interview him to find out, you know, where he got that protocol from, or what, you know, what was, were they under orders to punch journalists? At which point he stole my microphone, which is a wireless lavalier mic, because I was holding it to his mouth to get his response. At which point, I requested it back, and a lot of people joined me. Some other journalists joined me, along with some other marchers joined me to yell at the police to give me my mic back.
As of midnight on Saturday, three journalists had been arrested and jailed. All were involved with Toronto's Alternative Media Centre, established to provide independent coverage of the G20 summit and related events. From CFRC-FM, this is Christiana Clements.